Well, hello, everybody. This is Carol Billich. I'm sitting in today for Perrier, and I want to welcome you to Living Clay's company's teleseminar. So Perrier's on vacation, and we certainly want to wish her a wonderful time. Some of you may remember I sat in as a co-host with Perrier a few months ago, and we had such a great time together that she invited me back. But this time I'm on my own, and I sure hope I can make this time we have together as wonderful as Perry does. So today we're going to be discussing your wow moments with Living Clay. And, you know, I've been studying and working in health, nutrition, and wellness for the last 33 years, and I can tell you without a doubt that Living Clay is one of my favorite products. I recommend it to all of my clients, and I've been using it as well. And I have to tell you, I've had several wow moments since I began using it, and more keep cropping up as I apply it for different situations. I can't wait to hear how you've been using the clay and what you've discovered. So before we get started, we have a little housekeeping to do. I'll have the phone lines open for those of you who'd like to share your wow moments, but if for now you'd please mute your phones by hitting *6, that will help to eliminate any background noise that we may have. So with regard to any specific questions you may have about the use of Living Clay, we're going to pass all of those comments and questions on to Perrier for her thoughts when she comes back next week. And if there are some questions there that I can answer, I'm going to do my best. But either way, Perrier is going to answer all of your questions on the next show. You can also leave your email address if you want to. And knowing Perrier, she'll contact you when she gets back from vacation and help you out with whatever questions you might have. So let's get started. I think we have a couple of questions already on the board. And let me start with Peggy Green from Shreveport. She asks, I have Graves' disease. Have you heard of anyone having success with the Living Clay for autoimmune disease? I'm bathing with it, and I truly believe it's taking toxins out of my body. Well, you know, again, I'm not Perrier, and I can't give you the specifics about the autoimmune issues that she's aware of, but I, too, have some autoimmune issues. And I've been using it myself and have found it to be of great help. What I really like about it a lot is that I can apply it for lots of different applications. Graves' disease is a little bit different. It's usually something with the thyroid and potentially some other things, but it is a systemic problem. And, yes, I think that bathing with it is an absolute wonderful way to help yourself rid your body of some of those toxins. So we're done with that one. Move on to the next one. Okay, we've got one from Lana, and I'm not sure if you pronounce it Lima or Lima, Ohio. And she says, hello, my name is Lana. I love your radio show. Please help me. I've had ulcerative colitis and restless leg syndrome for 4 years. Could Living Clay help with these diseases? And do you know any people who cured colitis with clay? How much clay would I need to take per day, and would you do clay baths also? Thank you very much, Lana. Well, okay, Lana, again, I'm going to refer you in your question to Perrier later for more specifics, but I did want to tell you that I think that in my reading of the book, in the Living Clay book that Perrier wrote, she has talked about colitis and also about, what is it called, when you've got the, not peptic ulcers, but when you've got you know, that when you clear your throat a whole lot and you just have a lot of reflux, that's the word, reflux that I'm looking for. And she told me that she used it herself and that she's found that since she's been using it, she hasn't had any problems with it at all. And with restless leg, I can tell you for sure that there is a calming quality to using the clay and that bathing with it would probably help you somewhat. I can't tell you specifically, but I would give it a shot. You have nothing to lose with that. Also want to refer you to Perrier's new downloadable information that she has on aboutclay.com, and it's called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, and it gives you some specifics there about how you can use the clay and what dosages and things like that. It's really wonderful information on how you can use that clay, and it may have some of the answers that you're looking for. Okay, so let's go back to the board. See there. Don't have any questions there. We're going to come up to the phone lines. Let's see. Okay. Anyone there have any questions that we might have? All right. Well, nothing so far. I'll just go ahead and give you a couple of suggestions of the things that I really enjoy using it for. That one of the things that I had problems with were sinus headaches. I live in Austin, Texas, which is like the allergy capital of the universe, I think. And migraines and sinus problems are a very common occurrence here. And one of the things that I have found really useful is making kind of a clay paste. And when I have sinus problems, I'll just apply that to my forehead, wherever I have some of that sinus pain, above the cheeks, around the nose, in that area. And then the other thing that I really like to do, and I don't know if any of you have tried that, I'm not a big fan of the neti pot because it tends to, that water tends to go out my ears, but there's another product that you can use where you push water through your nasal passages, and I've just added a little bit of that living clay powder to my solution, and it has made all the difference in the world. I think it really keeps my sinuses clearer and cleaner and keeps me from having any kinds of infections. The other thing I really like to do is take a washcloth and soak it in the cool liquid with the calcium bentonite clay, and I will place that across the nape of my neck for 15, 20, or sometimes 30 minutes, and then I rinse it and then soak it back again with some of that clay liquid. And I got to tell you, it's wonderful for dissipating any kind of headache pain or sinus pain that I might have. And I've been recommending that to my clients for quite some time, and they all love it. Another great thing to use it for is sunburns or just burns in general. I have one of my sons burned his arm just recently, and he's been using the clay on that burn, and he has very, very little scarring. He seems to be really happy. He took away a lot of that pain that he had that was instantaneous, you know, if you get with the burn. Sometimes putting ice on it does help, but boy, you just need something to pull that pain away, and I can't recommend the living clay product enough for that. Some interesting things also, hemorrhoids. If you've ever had a hemorrhoid, you know that can be a problem. That's just, it's exhausting to have hemorrhoids. And using the living clay to push it up, what you do is you make yourself kind of like a little suppository, and you take the clay and you mix it up with some water, and you want to be able to mold it a little bit and use it like a suppository. So you can put that up into the area or even just make a little paste and put it around the anal area, and that will calm the little varicose veins around the anus, and it will also help calm the colon down and help you from pushing it out on when you use the restroom. You can also drink 2 ounces of the liquid clay 3 or 4 times a day and insert one of the calcium supplies that you make in the morning or the afternoon. And then you can also take the clay bath, and all of that will really, really help with the hemorrhoids. Let's see, what are some other good ideas there? Anybody else coming up on the board? Let me check and see if there's any new questions or comments. We'd really like to have some wow moments from you all. Let's see. I've got an unknown caller there, but I'm not sure if he or she is there. Can you hear me? Not sure. Okay, we'll go back to that. Let's talk a little bit about herpes and cold sores that you might have and how you can apply the clay. Herpes, as you know, is it's a sexually transmitted viral outbreak that you can get on your lips sometimes and sometimes in other areas, some of our private parts. And it's highly contagious. And what you want to do is you want to use the clay to kind of discharge the ions, the ionic molecules from the herpes virus. And herpes simplex is a bloodborne and systemic virus, and what you can do with the clay is use it as a detox regimen. And again, you can drink it 1 to 2 ounces daily and with the liquid, and you can also take the baths. And some people have small outbreaks in other areas of their bodies, like knees or feet or, you know, even around the elbow area, and it can be kind of scaly. So what you can do is you can, again, you can make a little bit of a paste, not a real thick one, but you can apply it on there and let it dry, And then after it's dried off, you can apply it again. And this same concept works for a lot of different things with skin irritations, whether it's eczema or rash or a insect bite or, you know, anything that you might have happen that comes on with a rash of the skin. And it's really great to be able to do that. I have occasional where I've got a little autoimmune issue of myself, and seems like certain things I brush up against creates a small rash for me. And I've been drinking the clay, and that has really eliminated most of my rashes. But applying it topically really does make a difference. Okay, let's see. I've got Jesse Green online. I'm going to try to unmute you. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, Peggy Green.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for calling in today. So do you have a wow moment to share?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a wow moment to share with us by any chance?
I just started, I ordered it last month, and I've just started using it, and I'm thrilled with it. I have Graves' disease, and I've been putting it on my neck and drinking it as well and bathing in it.
Uh-huh. And what have you noticed as a result?
You know, I haven't had the lab results done again, but I just feel 100% better. It feels like the goiter is actually getting smaller. Whether it is or not, it just seems like I'm able to swallow a lot easier.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great. I think you had asked a question earlier. I tried to answer that earlier. Were you the same one that left that question before on the Internet?
Yes, I was, and I apologize. I just came in. I guess I missed the answer when you had responded to it.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was going to say, what I said was that I can't speak for Perrier, and she is the expert on living clay products. But I too have some autoimmune issues, and I've found that it's been really, really great for me. I ingest 1 to 3 ounces a day. And that has made a world of difference for me. I'm just not as achy as I used to be,
wow.
And I also used to break out in rashes on a pretty regular basis. And since I've been using it and ingesting it on a regular basis, the rashes have cleared up pretty much 100%. But on those rare occasions when something happens, I will apply it topically, and from what you just said, it sounds like you're applying it to your neck and around the goiter, and that's doing you some good as well.
Absolutely.
Are you actually putting it in the clay cool bath too? Are you soaking
it in? Yes, I am. I'm bathing in it as well.
That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate your call, and Perrier is going to be back next week, and she's going to get any information to you that she can specific to Graves' disease.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you can stay on for the rest of the teleseminar.
I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay. I have another caller on the line. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, can't seem to get through that one. Let's try the next one. Hi, are you there? This is Carol. Still can't seem to get that to work. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Okay, so let's go back to some other uses of the living clay. Let's see. I would say one of the things that I recommend often is for people who have irritable bowel syndrome. And if you're familiar with that, you know that at times that this illness is characterized by alternating diarrhea and constipation. You might have gas or pain. And interestingly enough, you can even have emotional ups and downs with that. And it's really difficult for doctors, even naturopathic doctors, to help you control or manage that problem. And oftentimes what really helps is changing your diet. But something else that really helps, is a big surprise, is the living clay, calcium bentonite clay. It's really a wonderful helper for that. And what you can do, again, is you can drink 1 to 2 ounces of the liquid calcium bentonite clay daily. And then within a few days, you'll start to notice that the problem goes away. And it really does make a big difference in how you feel emotionally day to day. There are lots and lots of neurotransmitters in the gut and in the abdomen. And when you're not working well in that area, it really can wreak havoc through the rest of your system. All right. Let's see. Now, something popular these days, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about detoxing and liver cleansing and things like that. And oftentimes you'll hear people talk about doing a coffee enema or doing a fasting that they might like to do with lemon juice and water, and that's all they drink. And they might add one or two fruits or something like that during the day. But calcium bentonite clay is really a wonderful way of doing a cleanse. And the reason why it's so effective is because it does two things. It absorbs and it adsorbs. So it goes into your body and somehow, it really is a miraculous, clay. It will seek out all the ions that are doing harm to your body and it will attach to them and then it will absorb them within itself. So that clay just kind of wraps itself around those ions that it needs to pull out of your body, and then it will whisk it away from your tissue, and then you will either urinate or defecate it out. And this, I find, could be less difficult on your body, especially if you use discernment in the amount of clay that you ingest. If you take your time with this and you do it a little bit at a time, you'll find that you get better results, at least in my opinion, than you would with, say, a coffee enema or those other kinds of liver and gallbladder cleanses. So, you know, it's really a great idea to try ingesting the clay if you haven't. But, again, always use discernment. If you're somebody who is very sensitive, then you want to take your time and you want to use smaller amounts at the beginning and try to let yourself go through the process at a really slow pace and really pay attention to how you're feeling each time you take the clay in. And you could even keep a little journal and see what's going on that way. All right, let's see. Let's take a look. Let's go on to some other things that you might use the clay for. Oh, yeah. You know, something else that's been really popular and talked about a lot is mercury toxicity. And if you're like me, you're a little bit older, a little seasoned, and you may have some fillings in your teeth of amalgam or mercury, and a lot of people are going through a lot of trouble going to dentists and having those amalgam fillings removed. But one of the problems that occurs when you have those amalgam fillings is that if you take them out, you might actually leach more of that poisoning into your system than you would have if you'd kept them in there in the first place. So really, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of poisoning, what kind of metal you may have in your fillings, but if you are getting it, if it's leaching out of your system, what you want to do is you want to follow the same program as detoxification for full body treatment, and you want to take regular pH and metal level tests to find out whether or not you are slowly making progress. And again, this is something you want to do slowly. You don't ever want to attempt to make changes that are huge because you can have negative effects on your body and it will just make you feel horrible for a longer period of time. Take your time, really give yourself as much time as you need and do the process slowly. You will really enjoy the benefits and not have any of healing crises or things like that. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but there is another product that Living Clay has for muscle soreness, and it's really great. I do recommend that one as well. It has a bunch of different things in it, but Living Clay. But what you can do if you don't have that product is to make another kind of Living Clay bath. You want to soak in this every single day for a few days at a time. But you can also treat specific areas of soreness by applying the application. And what you want to do is you want to create that paste and put it on the area that really bothers you. And you can do this for swelling. You can do it for breaks that you might have. You can do it for sprains. It's really wonderful. And actually, Perrier told me about this not too long ago. She takes some of that Glad wrap, that sticky Glad wrap, and she wraps it around the arm or the foot or the affected area, and she leaves it on for several hours. And that way, the clay is still wet, and it's still actively pulling toxins or swelling or what have you from the body, which is wonderful because when it dries, it's still working, but it's not as effective as when it's wet. It's actually activated when it's wet, and it starts pulling and pulling and pulling, and then you can feel that. It's really amazing. Okay, we've got someone on the line here. Let's see if we can get Andrew. Andrew, are you there? Andrew, are you there? You can hit *6 to unmute yourself if you're there. Okay. I can't seem to make that work. I'm not sure what's going on there. But if you've got a wow moment and you want to send it in through the internet, I'd love to have that too. Okay, let's go on. All right, now I've never tried the clay for nausea and vomiting, but I would suspect that if you have food poisoning, this would be really great. Let's see, Andrew, are you there? Got clicked on there for a second. Okay, so I would suspect that if you had food poisoning, this would be great too, and would probably pull it out pretty fast. I know for sure that the clay is wonderful if you have any kind of parasites. In fact, often there are quite a few naturopaths who use calcium bentonite clay, and here in Austin they have a place called People's Pharmacy, and they sell Living Clay Company's clay there. And one of the things they do recommend it for is parasites. And it's great to use it the same way. You just take the 1 to 3 ounces a day, and you can also bathe in it, and it's wonderful. I also like to apply it directly to the stomach, and it just seems to give you a little bit more comfort while you're getting rid of that parasite. All right, let me go back to the board and double-check that there are any questions coming through or any comments, wow moments. Let's see. Okay, I think we're still doing fine. All right, so if anybody has ever had pink eye, you definitely want to try the calcium bentonite clay. What you do is you take a 2-inch by 2-inch Telfa pad, a little gauze pad, and you open up one set of scissors, and then you open the pad up, and then you fill it with some of the hydrated calcium bentonite clay. So you need to mix it with some water. Again, it always is activated when you mix it with the water. And I don't know about you, but in Austin, we've had some problems with the water lately, so I've been always using a filter to clear my water. That way I don't have to worry about whether or not it's putting anything into the clay. It's just pure, clean water. So anyway, what you do is you take that Telfa pad and you close it up and you lay it over the affected eye for about 30 or 45 minutes and you repeat that 3 or 4 times a day. And it's also good to drink a couple of ounces of that liquid calcium bentonite clay daily until the ailment of the pink eye is gone. It's always a good idea to keep doing it until you see that it is completely gone. And if you notice a recurrence, then of course you want to bring it back. All right. Let's see. Just think through these ideas here. All right. If you have any idea of how many people come to me because they're upset with edema or lymphedema, you'd be really surprised. It's not a problem that people think of very often, but when it happens, it's not something that everybody knows how to help themselves with. And so that's why they call on people like me who deal with those issues. And one of the things I recommend all the time is living clay baths for edema and lymphedema. Now, if you have the open sores, you don't want to do that. You want to check with your doctor and make sure that he's okay with that. But In other countries, if you have open lesions, one of the things they recommend there is to put the clay right on that open lesion and keep it covered. And what that does is it creates a scab. It's a little scab that you make on your own until your body can make one. But back to the edema and lymphedema. Again, you can soak in it, just sit in the tub for 30 or 40 minutes a day and let your body relax in there. Your body's going to start relaxing and you're going to feel a little bit sleepy, and that will help everything relax. As soon as you get your nervous system to calm down, the edema will calm down too. Putting it on topically is wonderful. You just make that little clay paste and then you apply it onto whatever area that you want. Pregnant women often have edema in their feet, and aside from lifting their feet up and doing lymphatic drainage therapy kinds of things, they can apply clay too. It won't hurt the baby a bit. It is really, really wonderful. And, of course, you always want to double check with your doctor before you do anything. Whether you're pregnant or you have some sort of illness, you always want to double check with your doctor. But to my knowledge, the living clay is one of the few things that you can use with any situation, and that is really awesome. Okay, I'm going to check the phone. I've got Denise Walton. I'm just going to unmute you and see if you might have anything that you'd like to share. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you? This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. I almost didn't get on in time. I've just gotten on, but yes, I was just listening to you speak of the lymphedema, and I'm I guess a recent user of clay, maybe like 3-4 months now.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen really great things happen during the time that I've used it. I had called in one day to Perrier regarding putting it on for a bath tub with a spots where the iron was showing, and she said to put the duct tape on, and that would be sufficient. Also, I had tried using it on a callus, which I had never had, on the bottom of my foot when I put on a different pair of shoes, and I procrastinated for a while. I had the book. I saw, you do this, that for 3 days, and I just never took time to do it. The first day that I actually used it, the next day, it was actually soft. I was really amazed at that. So, I mean,
oh, that's great. That's
wonderful. Know. It's like, wow. And I was in such pain. I was like, wow, I never knew how bad people's feet could really hurt.
Yeah. And one of the things that's really interesting about that with the feet, I have a good friend that I've recommended it to who's a professional dancer. And she told me too that she has these callus problems with her feet. And she recently went on a 2-week stint to Argentina for tango dancing. And I said, well, I hope you're going to take your clay with you. And she said, oh, wow, I hadn't really thought about it. And when she came back, she told me that everybody in the class was complaining about how badly their feet hurt and how swollen they were and calluses. And you know how you can get those red marks, too, when you rub your feet against the shoe over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did was she made a clay paste, and she applied it to her feet every night, and she wrapped her feet in plastic wrap, and she just left it on overnight. I was surprised that she left it on overnight, but she said not only were her feet feeling wonderful, but she felt wonderful. She was really energized and just able to do so much more than so many other participants were in the class because they were exhausted from their feet hurting all the time.
Yeah, I could actually see that happening because she was also detoxing, so she woke up with more energy probably. But
exactly.
I've also left it on overnight. What I used was a self-adhesive gauze type bandage where I would put the clay paste in the center, and then the edges, of course, would adhere to your foot, and I would leave it on, and it works great, doing it that way as well.
That's wonderful. Well, I sure thank you for calling, and I hope you'll stay on for the rest of the teleseminar today.
I will. And one other question, Carol. Are you local? I forget. I looked at the – what area are you located in?
I'm in Austin, Texas with Perrier. We both live here together, but actually I'm headed to Chicago next week for a little vacation myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about that. And it's just for pure family fun and vacation.
Oh, okay.
Perrier's taking her time off. But if you have any questions specific for me, you are more than welcome to contact me directly through my website at cranioworks.com.
Okay, and I will be contacting you. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Absolutely, and thanks for calling in.
All right, okay, have a great day.
All right, let's check in. I've got somebody from Hutchinson, Minnesota. Hi, are you there? Is someone from Hutchinson, Minnesota on the line? Okay. Can't seem to get these to always work. Let's see what else is going on here. Got someone, an unknown caller. Tried that one a few times. Keep coming off. All right, let's keep going. Let's see what other wonderful things we can use the clay for. All right, if you have ever had a wart or a planter's wart or any kind of wart, you have got to try using the clay. There are, warts are viruses, and they put out ions, and you, as you already know, the clay is going to go seek out those ions that are not working in your favor. And how it knows which are the ones it needs to go to, I don't know. That's the miracle of living clay, the miracle of calcium bentonite clay. But what you do is you make a paste, and you kind of want to make a thicker paste than you would if you were applying it to a larger area, because those warts are often very deep inside of your skin. They go subcutaneous. There's a lot of nerve endings that can be affected too. And so by making a little bit thicker paste and then covering it up and making sure that it's moist, it maintains its moisture, it will still be active for a long period of time. And again, the clay is going to go inside of your body. It's going to seek out those ions. It's going to pull it to itself, and then it's going to absorb them, and then it's going to pull it outside of your body. I don't know of any other element on the earth, something natural like that, that does what living clay, calcium bentonite clay does. And I have to say that I actually had a couple of planter's warts, and when I first got the clay, the living clay, I started applying it immediately, and within a couple of days, it was an amazing difference, and I don't have any of those warts anymore. All right, let's talk about natural diseases that we get, like mumps or measles or, let's see, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but you know those childhood illnesses. Oh, yeah, chickenpox. If you've ever had any of those illnesses, you know how uncomfortable you can be. And these days, with all the vaccinations causing so much of an uproar among the community for obvious reasons of autism and things like that, we always, you know, we have to question whether or not it's in our best interest to get those vaccines. But as a result, we may get those child-borne illnesses, and mumps, measles, and chickenpox are all part of that. So let's talk about the mumps a little bit. Mumps are an inflammation of the salivary and parotid glands, and it can affect other glands, too, in the genital area, but it typically goes where you notice it the most is in the salivary and the parotid glands of the neck, and you kind of have big cheeks for a while. I actually had that before they had a mumps vaccination. Now, you can certainly apply poultices, like we talked about before, to the areas that are swollen. And you want to do it 3 or 4 times a day for 30 minutes each time. And what that's going to do is it's going to cut the normal healing time in half. And it's going to protect your other organs as well. Because what happens is, since we're talking about the glands here, we're talking about the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is throughout your body. It has many nodes, it has vessels and organs that are all complex parts of the lymphatic system. And when you have an illness like the mumps or measles or chickenpox, it's affecting all of your lymphatic system. So if you want to, you can also drink a couple of ounces of the liquid calcium bentonite clay 1 or 2 times daily. You're going to have to take it easy, see how it works for you. You know, very few people have problems. You have to drink water with it. It's not just drinking the 2 ounces of the clay. You want to really flush your system. So you might drink 2 ounces of the liquid hydrated clay, and then flush your system with another 8 to 10 ounces every single time you take your dosage, every time. You never want to just drink the clay on its own. It can bind up the bowel a bit and make you uncomfortable if you don't flush out the clay and flush out all the toxins that are naturally being pulled away from your system. So with the mumps or the measles or the chicken pox, that's what you want to do. You want to take 2 ounces a couple of times a day, flush yourself with water, which you ought to be doing anyway, and you also want to apply a poultice 3 times a day for about 30 minutes. And it's really great because it affects your whole body. And with the chicken pox especially, it seems to help with the itching. I don't know what it does, but it does seem to help with the itching. And I've recommended it for young children who are suffering from chicken pox. And I've also recommended it for some elderly folks who have come down with shingles. And if you've ever had shingles, you know how painful they are, and you just want to get anything you can to help relieve some of that pain. It's just very, very difficult. And calcium bentonite clay is one possible answer for that problem, and I can't recommend it enough. All right, let's move on. I'm going to double-check the board. Going back here to see if there's any questions coming through. Okay, that looks clear there. And I think we're okay on callers. And let's see. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the nuclear radiation that has come out from Japan, those nuclear reactors that were out there. And I know that Perrier discussed it on the program a while back. But one of the things that's been coming out lately in the news is that along the western seaboard, the cows have been affected by the radiation, and some bits of it are showing up in the milk. Now, we don't want to give up the milk because it has a lot of wonderful properties for us, and it's a great product on its own. But what you do want to do is you want to make sure that your thyroid has enough of the iodine in it that it needs and enough protection to keep you from absorbing any radiation that your body might get otherwise. Now, I haven't read this, and I can't say it, but it just makes me think that if the cows have the milk is already showing some of this radiation in it, that surely the grass does, and there are some other plants too. And there's really, I mean, what can we do about that? We can't really do much about it. But what we can do for ourselves is we can protect ourselves to the best of our ability. And using calcium bentonite clay will help radiation. It won't keep it out 100% all the time, but it will protect you, and that is a wonderful thing. That's a great little protective ability that you have on your own in taking that calcium bentonite clay. And, again, I would ingest it. I would take 1 to 2 ounces a day followed by about 8 to 10 ounces of water on a regular basis. All right, let's talk about acne. I don't know. I can't identify my listeners and find out whether or not they've ever experienced acne or if they're having these problems. But acne is one of those things that certainly plagues us throughout our lives. It's not just for teenagers. It's for people who have hormonal issues throughout their lives. Some women in particular get little boils or cysts, and that's also like acne, and oftentimes it's a result of a hormonal imbalance. And what you can do for that is, again, you can ingest the clay on a regular basis, and you can apply it topically. It's a wonderful means of dealing with it. Those boils and cystic pimples that come up, they're not something that you want to handle on your own. You don't ever want to try to pop those on your own unless the boil has appeared as a whitehead and the pustule is ready to come off. But you want to apply a poultice again to the area, and you want to cover it up so that the clay is actively healing you. You want to make sure it stays moist for a period of time. And if you don't want to keep it on overnight, that's certainly okay. You can just make a poultice and keep it covered. It will last you a very long time, and then just apply it as needed. Cover it up, leave it 30 minutes, and then wash it off, and then apply it again during the day as needed. Okay, let's go on to some other things. Mm-hmm. Okay, rosacea. Anybody ever have rosacea out there? That is a flushing of the skin, and it's usually localized in the face or the neck area. Sometimes people can have that problem, and the nerve endings just tend to get red. And interestingly, calcium bentonite clay can help that. You want to drink some of the clay for sure, but it's really great as a topical thing. And I don't know if you all are familiar with all of the products of Living Clay, but they have some great, great products there, one of which is the Rejuvenation Cream. And I apply that every single day. I really love that cream, and it has the, of course, it has the clay in it, but it also has some other things in there. I'm just pulling it up so I can tell you exactly what's in there. The Living Clay, where did you go? Okay, the Rejuvenation Cream. Let's see. It doesn't have all the ingredients listed there on my, here we go. Okay, it has grapeseed oil, which is a wonderful thing to put on your face. It's also something great to ingest. It has coconut oil and vitamin E, and it really helps to soften your skin. I'm telling you, you will feel like your skin is velvety smooth, and you will never go back to just regular creams for your face after using this stuff. I have clients that use this and just swear by it. They say they feel and look many years younger and really appreciate the comfort that they feel on their skin. But one of the things that it also helps with is that rosacea. And if you apply it regularly, I think you'll see a difference too. Okay, let's see. Let's move on. We've talked about sinusitis. We've talked about skin health in general and how you can apply the clay. I don't think too many of us are around snakes, but you can actually use the clay to help remove the venom from snake bites. You definitely have to go and apply emergency measures. You need to get immediate medical treatment. But after the medical treatment, you can apply a thick poultice to the area, and you leave it for about 15 minutes, and then you apply a new poultice. And one of the reasons why you want to do that is because it's so quick acting, and you don't want to leave any of that venomous stuff in your system. And by changing it every 15 minutes and repeating the process 6 to 8 times as often, you're going to reduce that swelling and you're going to pull out that venom. And again, you want to drink the 2 ounces of the clay 3 times a day as needed, and you want to flush your system with water. All right. Let's see. We've talked about a couple of different things. Oh, yeah. How about tattoo removal? If you're one of those people who has found that you have regretted having a tattoo, you might be interested to know that you can use this clay for about 2 to 6 months at a time, and it will help remove some of that tattoo. The ink that is used in creating a tattoo is a positive, it has positive charged ions, and the calcium bentonite is, of course, a negative charged ionic molecule, and it's going to, as we said before, it's going to pull it to itself, it's going to adsorb, and then it's going to absorb. And this clay literally absorbs and adsorbs the ink from your skin, and it slowly and progressively will pull itself out, and it will seem as though it's just being washed away. I think that's a great alternative to some of the tattoo removal procedures that I've seen on some of my clients and talked to a few people with. Apparently, it's quite a painful procedure to have that tattoo removed, and using the clay, as you know, is not at all painful. So what you want to do is, for the duration of the removal process, you just want to keep a thin layer of the clay over that tattoo, and you want to leave it on for at least an hour. That's really important. You want that with something that's deep like that, you want to leave it on for about an hour, and then you want to repeat it 3 or 4 times a day. And in the evening, you can leave it on overnight. And again, Perrier is the one that told me about using that sticky wrap that you put around it, and you can just leave it on there. It keeps the clay moist and keeps it active, and that is really great. Toothaches and gum problems really, really do benefit from this calcium bentonite clay. What you want to do with that is you apply a thick coating. You can take the powder itself and just put some of it on your finger and then dab it at your gums, or you can put a little, take a little spoonful and put it in between your lip and your cheek and gum, just like they talk about using it for other things. You want to put a pinch between your cheek and gum and press it up in there and just hold it for a couple of minutes, and you'll start feeling the clay activate with your saliva. That's kind of a really cool feeling, to tell you the truth. And it will start pulling away, and eventually that clay is going to dissolve and just go into your system, and it would be just like as if you had drank it. But it's really nice because you can put the dry powder right there, and it stays on a little bit longer. You can also use a poultice, just like we've talked about before. You can apply a thick coating and put it to the outside of your cheek if you want to, or you can put it inside directly over the gum or the toothache if you've got one. You leave it on for 45 to 60 minutes and repeat it 3 to 5 times a day until the pain is gone or the infection. And this is wonderful if you can't get it to the dentist or if you're waiting for a dental appointment. You know how that goes. Sometimes you just can't get in to see the dentist or the doctor as quickly as you want to. All right, let's talk about varicose veins. Let's see, I'm just going to double check to make sure there's no one else on the board there that's coming in before we talk about varicose veins. Now, varicosities are interesting. I don't know if you all realize it, but sometimes we think about varicose veins as being a genetic problem, and indeed it can be, but varicose veins are actually caused by toxins in your blood system. And the small, fine capillaries that you have that are near the surface of the skin, they get clogged up, just like any other vessel in your body. If it starts to get clogged up, then you're going to start to see the discoloration, and whether it's a dark blue color, or you might get those little spidery looking veins that have a little pink in them or a little red. And that is because the blood flow is not happening in those smaller capillaries. And then in the deeper capillary, you've got a little toxicity going on or stagnation. If you're familiar with Oriental medicine, they like to talk about stagnation. They like to talk about wet or dry. And this is something that you might think about when you talk about varicosities. It's a stagnation in the system. So what you want to do is you want to have your, especially in the lower extremities, that's where people talk about their varicosities more often. But what you want to do is you want to do a complete detoxification. You want to do the whole body detoxification. The drinking of the 1 to 2 ounces of the calcium bentonite clay as a regular practice. Day to day, you want to do that. And, you know, you might want to do that forever, and you would see wonderful benefits of doing that, too. When I first actually started drinking the clay, I noticed that my skin had a glow to it. It still does because I drink it every day, but it had a really nice glow. And then I ran out for a while, hadn't refilled my cabinet full of it, and that I noticed that skin quality had kind of dampened a little bit, but as soon as I started taking it, I had more of that glow. And what that's doing, we are oxygenating our tissues. We're not just oxygenating to the degree of the skin, we're oxygenating all the way through, and that's what we want. We want to be able to bring oxygen, nutrition through the bloodstream into our systems on a regular basis, and that is what the clay helps us to do. It pulls out the toxins, and the oxygen and the blood flow goes through our system more comfortably and more regularly. So you want to drink some. That's your first step. You want to soak in it pretty much every day at the beginning. You want to soak daily for 2 to 4 weeks in the bath. And then the last thing you want to do is you want to apply it topically to those areas, like a thin facial mask. In fact, I know that they have some of the mask available. If you like to have it already made, you can buy that mask and just keep it on your counter. And every night before you go to bed, you can apply a thin mask on there. And it will dry out. It will definitely dry out. But interestingly enough, it's going to stick to the places that it needs to stick to, because interestingly, when your body is stagnant, it tries really hard to push out the toxins through your skin, through your tissue, and it feels kind of sticky and wet, and the clay is going to stick to to those places that your body is trying to eradicate on its own. And so if you just apply that thin film throughout the day, you're going to start to notice a diminishing redness, a diminishing swelling, and certainly you're going to have more comfort in those varicosities. Okay. Now, I have not tried the clay for weight loss, but a lot of people have talked about that. And I think that in Perrier's book, Living Clay, that she talks about weight loss. It'd be interesting if anybody has any thoughts about weight loss and you've used it and had some success. I'd love to hear about that. Just give us a call or send us a wow moment. Love to hear about that. Let's see what else have we got. Oh, yeah, yeast infections. It seems like yeast infections are becoming more and more prevalent with the use of antibiotics these days. And just in general, so using the clay, it's not the same thing as exactly candida. Candida is a systemic problem that you have in your body, but the treatment for a yeast infection and candida is the same. And what you want to do, and it's really important that you take care of this problem if you do have candida, because it can affect the rest of your organs and create illness in other ways that you want to avoid. So, what you want to do with that is you want to drink 3 ounces of the liquid calcium bentonite clay. And then for women, you can also, if you've got a vaginal infection, you can make a little suppository. We talked about this earlier, like if you had hemorrhoids, you try to mix up enough clay where you can mold it into a suppository-like application. And then you're going to insert it, and you're going to leave it in for about 2 hours. And then you want to douche to remove the residue. And I don't ever recommend douching with anything other than just water. You just have a douching bottle, and you put that, get some warm water, and then you use that. And you really don't need anything else. The clay is going to pull all of those toxins out. So in the morning, you want to drink 3 ounces of that clay, and you want to flush it with water. In the afternoon, you want to do the same thing and do it again in the evening. And if you have a lifetime history of candida, which is very common, you want to do this regularly. You want to drink 2 ounces of the clay twice a week, and you want to take a clay bath. The first week, you do it every single day, 3 ounces in the morning, afternoon, and the evening. And then after that, you want to do a morning drink with the 2 ounces of clay, and you want to take a clay bath a couple of times a week. Now, I actually enjoy putting a little bit of clay in my smoothies in the morning. You can't taste it. It's pretty much tasteless anyway. But putting it in my smoothie, it's just easier for me. And then in the evening, if I am feeling like I just am not able to go to sleep, I keep a jar of hydrated clay in my refrigerator. It's been in there. I just refill it all the time. It's always got clay water in there. And I will drink 2 to 3 ounces of that before I go to bed. And again, I do drink tons of water afterward. And I find that it helps me to sleep better. It just relaxes me, and it's wonderful to do if I don't have time to take, or if I don't feel like taking a hot bath with the clay, and just taking that in the evening, and it really makes a big difference in helping you to go to sleep and making you feel as though you've gotten more of a restful sleep, because you're still detoxing, but it's not keeping you up. It's not making you, you're not feeling uncomfortable from it. All right. Let's see. We've got a few more minutes here. And I want to talk a little bit about cataracts. And that's something that I see people for from time to time. They come in because they're having a buildup. That's what a cataract is. It's a localized buildup of these positively charged ions. And it occurs in the eye and on the eye. And so a lot of people will go and have cataract surgery removal, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problems with suggesting that as a method of dealing with cataracts. But if you are not interested in having surgery, or you're not interested in having it right now. Or if sometimes your doctor will say to you, you know what, you've got cataracts, but they're not bad enough to remove. Well, this is a great opportunity for you. You can successfully help remove that cataract from your eye. And what you want to do is you want to drink 2 ounces of that clay in the morning. And at the same time in the morning, you want to apply those Telfa pads. We talked about those earlier. You take a Telfa pad. Are you all familiar with those? They used to sell them with a Band-Aid. They used to call them Telfa pads. But now it's just basically a gauze thing. You cut it open. You put a little bit of the clay in there. And you can moisten it a little bit. But you don't want to put it directly on the eyeball. You definitely want to have it on the Telfa pad. Keep it moist. And you put that over your eye. And you can apply the hydrated calcium bentonite clay in a thin film on your eyelid if you want to. If you don't want to leave a Telfa pad on there and just lay there for 30 minutes, you can do, like I was telling you before, a thin film on your eyelid and the surrounding area like you would do with a facial. You allow it to dry, and then you wash it off. And you can repeat this process 2 to 3 times a day. You can do it in the afternoon, the morning, and the evening, and just give it an opportunity to pull some of those toxins away from your eye. I have found recently, and I was talking about this at the beginning of the teleseminar, that it's wonderful for sinus problems, which are, again, if you have sinus problems, oftentimes the doctors will tell us that it's because our sinus passages are too small, but it's also because of inflammation. Sometimes our bodies, whether it's internal or external, whether we're eating something that's creating inflammation or we have some external problems like, my words are failing me today, pollens in the air and things like that. Using some of that calcium bentonite clay, putting a thin film on the eyelid and around the sinus area around your eyes, just above the cheekbone, on the nasal passages, and on your forehead can really help. It reduces the inflammation, and it also makes the pain go away. It just calms things down a bit. So I would really give that some thought if you live in an area that's highly pollinated or if you deal with allergies. Food allergies are becoming more known these days, and people who have these allergies often have many different symptoms. However it manifests, I mean, there's a million different ways that allergies can manifest themselves in your body. So you want to try to pay attention to how things are going that way. All right. You might hear a little beeping on my phone. Someone's actually trying to do a little call through there, but we're just going to ignore that. We have a couple minutes left. Is there anybody who's got a wow moment they'd like to share? If so, you can raise your hand if you're on the phone. You can hit *6 and it will unmute you. Let's see. I don't see anybody doing that. Let me just double check one more time there. Let's see. All right. Let's see if we can find one more thing and then we'll come to the end here. Oh, yeah. Toenail fungus or fingernail fungus. Now, oftentimes, toenail fungus is a yeast problem. And yeast, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, is really, candida specifically, is a systemic problem. So you want to apply the poultice again to the area, to the affected area, and you'll find that within 1 to 2 days, that fungus really drops itself down. And you can go to the doctor and they will be shocked. They will be so surprised to see how fast that fungus dissipates. Now, the thing is, you don't want to ignore the systemic problem. If you've got candida, you want to take a look at your diet. You want to make sure that you're not putting anything in your system that's going to create that problem for you. But then in treatment, you want to try the calcium bentonite clay. And it is really a great product. And if you haven't looked at all the products that Living Clay Company has, you might want to take a look. They've got some wonderful things. I personally love the soap. I like the lavender one. I've used the unscented one. I love, love, love the Rejuvenation Face Cream and the Wrinkle Release Cream. I'm about to buy some of that therapeutic body lotion for myself. I've tried almost all the other things, and I really like them a whole lot, but I do have my favorites, and I'm sure you do too. So we have come to the end of the teleseminar for today, and I want to thank you all for joining me. I've really enjoyed being with you, and I hope you've enjoyed yourselves as well. Perrier will be back next week to answer all your questions about living clay. And I also want to remind you that you can go up to aboutclay.com, the website, and download How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It's really great information on how you can use the clay, and you get specific doses and tells you how to mix it up. It's really a great, great document. So if anybody has any questions that they have for me, you can contact me directly through cranioworks.com. Thanks again so much for your time today. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Bye now.